Hello, and welcome to the latest edition of The Reed Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on September 8th, 2016. The long-anticipated elevation of real estate to a headline sector under the Global Industry Classification Standard, which is commonly known as GICS, is now finally in effect. I'm joined today by my colleague Mike Gruppi, Nareit's Executive Vice President for Research and Investor Outreach, to discuss the ramifications of the move. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Very good to be here, Alan.
So, Mike, for starters, can you just explain for our listeners what GICS really is, what purpose it serves, and what exactly has happened with regard to GICS and real estate in the last week?
Certainly. It's been in the news quite a bit in recent weeks and months. GICS basically is an acronym for the Global Industry Classification Standard, which is a system for classifying publicly traded companies worldwide that was first introduced and developed by S&P Dow Jones Indices and MSCI in 1999. The system basically classifies all publicly traded companies and organizes them according to their different lines of business and economic characteristics. So all companies that are in the healthcare business are grouped together, all companies in the energy sector are grouped together, all companies in the banking business are grouped together. And the system really was intended to bring some structure and coherence, if you will, for analysts, academics, portfolio managers and other investment professionals looking at the corporate sector and all of the companies in the corporate sector for their various research activities. So if you think of the S&P Composite 1500, for example, that index includes 1,500 publicly traded companies. The Russell 3000 includes 3,000 companies, and the Wilshire 5000 includes 3,800 or so companies. So if you're going to analyze the performance or operating attributes of all of those companies, it becomes a fairly tedious undertaking. GICS basically allows you to collapse all of those individual companies into a smaller number of groups. That makes it much easier to engage in that type of analysis. What has happened recently, in fact, at the end of last month, August, is that S&P Dow Jones Indices and MSCI, for the first time since introducing GICS, as I said, in 1999, added a new sector. So the number of sectors in GICS increases from 10 now to 11, and that new 11th sector is for real estate. Prior to the change, all real estate companies were included in one of the other 10 sectors, in particular the financial sector. But now all of those companies, including publicly traded REITs, will be classified in their own unique sector for real estate.
And you were part of a delegation of representatives from Nareit that met with S&P Dow Jones Indices to discuss breaking out real estate into its own headline sector. Can you tell us about the key points of that discussion and what changed about the real estate industry that warranted creating a new sector?
Sure. Nareit has maintained a constructive relationship with S&P over the years. You'll recall that in 2001, S&P made a change in their indexes to include REITs, which had previously been excluded. And we worked closely with them to help support that decision-making process. Likewise, when S&P Dow Jones Indices and MSCI published a consultation document in early 2014, seeking market input with respect to their proposed change of creating this new real estate sector in GICS, we provided comments and we found it helpful to actually meet with the index committee, which is headed by David Blitzer at S&P, to talk a little bit about the nature of the change and to answer any of the questions that they might have about exactly which companies in the real estate industry would be good candidates to be reclassified from the financial sector or any of the other sectors in GICS into the new real estate sector. And it was a good exchange. And you know, we provided some guidance in particular about how to view companies that are organized and operate as REITs. And when the final decisions were made, S&P Dow Jones Indices and MSCI made the decision to populate the new real estate sector to include all publicly traded equity REITs, as well as a small number of companies that are considered real estate management and development companies.
So how will this impact equity REIT investment going forward?
Well, it's a bit speculative at the moment. This is a change which has only just been made. And the implications will likely play out over the months and years ahead. I think the most important consequence of introducing the new real estate sector is to provide a much greater level of visibility for real estate in the economy, for real estate investment, for publicly traded real estate companies, and in particular for REITs, given that publicly traded equity REITs will account for more than 95% of the equity market capitalization of the new real estate sector. So that visibility is important. Up until now, REITs were, as I noted, embedded in the financial sector. But the financial sector also includes commercial banks, insurance companies, finance companies, and other types of diversified financial companies. And so real estate companies were sort of hidden, if you will, or buried in the financial sector. This change brings them to the forefront. It establishes them among one of the highest 11 headline sectors of GICS. And I think one of the immediate consequences of that is that it makes real estate a much more prominent part of the conversation when you're making investment decisions, developing portfolio strategies, deciding on appropriate asset allocations, and so on. I think another consequence of that change is that going forward, because real estate stocks are now separate from the financial sector and included in a sector all of their own, the stocks will tend to trade more on the basis of underlying real estate fundamentals rather than being conflated, if you will, with economic factors that drive insurance companies or commercial banks or some of the other finance companies that are included in the financial sector. And so I think that will create a situation in which real estate companies will be free of those other factors, and we'll see that the valuations of the stocks and the trading activity will reflect more directly actual developments in the real estate sector. And this could have implications for how volatile the stocks might trade. It could have implications for how analysts and portfolio managers make decisions about appropriate asset allocation weights for the real estate stocks in their portfolios. But these are effects that we'll see play out, as I said, over the months and years ahead.
Are there any potential downsides to this? For example, any concerns about REIT returns becoming more closely correlated to the broader markets?
Sure. I don't think there are any specific downsides to this change. This was something that is a change that probably was overdue. It was very clear in the announcements that came from S&P, Dow Jones Indices, and MSCI that there were two driving factors that led them to make this change. One is that over the last 10 to 20 years, the size of the publicly traded real estate sector in the overall stock market had grown much more rapidly than the stock market as a whole, and has come to represent a meaningful part of publicly traded stocks both in the U.S. And globally. And so the market weight was there to support such a change. Secondly, in their press releases, S&P Dow Jones Indices and MSCI acknowledged that among the many market comments that they received to their consultation, investors made it very clear that they looked at real estate as a distinct and separate asset class from all other investment asset classes. And so the change announced to remove real estate stocks from the financial sector and include them in their own sector really was a change that was warranted by market circumstances and clearly was the right thing to do. So is a good move, and in that sense, I don't think there are any negatives to it. With respect to correlation, it's quite likely that the stocks, rather than becoming more correlated with the broader market, could become less correlated as they begin to trade more on the basis of real estate fundamentals and the real estate cycle than the overall economic cycle. After all, the real estate cycle typically follows a different path than the overall economic cycle, which is one of the reasons why real estate investment has contributed or is viewed as a source of diversification for investors managing broad portfolios. And so going forward over time, we could see the stocks actually trade in a less correlated manner. But those and other effects, we'll have to wait to see how that develops in the months and years ahead.
Mike, appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us today.
Very good, Alan.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. For more on real estate and GICS, make sure to visit REIT.com. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.